Paranormal, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Spera. The Bermuda Triangle. It is said that European ships disappeared in the Sargasso Sea as early as the 16th century. Even Christopher Columbus's caravels encountered difficulties there. Its Paradise Islands did not have a good reputation among the first Europeans who attempted the American adventure. They named Bermuda the Devil's Island. Even today, strange stories are told about this place where boats have a tendency to disappear. Planes, too. What happens to them? What is happening in this area, which is still considered dangerous for aviation and shipping? Could it be aliens? Is it just about selling newspapers? Is it a government conspiracy? But then, where are the missing sailors? Many scientists have tried to understand the strange phenomena, but none has been able to explain irrefutably the mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle. Between the Bermuda Islands, the tip of Florida, and the island of Puerto Rico, there have been countless unexplained disappearances. On February 22, 1918, in the middle of the First World War, the USS Cyclops left Brazilian waters, where it was supplying British ships, and headed for Baltimore in Maryland. She stopped in Barbados, in the Caribbean Sea, and left on March 4th. From then on, neither the ship nor its 306 passengers and crew members were seen again. Same for the SS Hewitt in 1920, the Sudafco and its 29 sailors in 1926, and the Anglo-Australian in 1938, whose last message was, nevertheless, "Ideal weather, all is well." The list is long, very long, and it keeps growing. Since the Second World War, there have been more than 200 disappearances. Currently, no less than 4 aircraft and 20 ships literally disappear from the map every year. One case in particular strikes a chord. It's December 5th, 1945. Lieutenant Instructor Charles Carroll Taylor, 28 years old, takes off from Fort Lauderdale Air Force Base north of Miami. 5 Avenger aircraft in perfect working order are to make a 2-hour training flight. At 2:10 p.m., they take off in near-perfect weather. But things soon go wrong. Taylor, an experienced pilot, reports over radio that he can't determine his position. He can no longer tell north from south. After several hours of wandering, the fuel of the 5 fighter bombers runs out. Soon, the pilots can't even be reached by radio. There's no answer. They're probably only a few miles from Florida, but hundreds of miles south of their flight plan. At 7:37 p.m., 2 seaplanes go to search for them. One of them never returned. Neither the planes nor the pilots are found. The investigation report's conclusion about the disappearance? Reasons unknown. As for the rescue seaplane, it is reported to have exploded in flight. Why would it do that? The Cold War was a time of intense excitement in the Bermuda Triangle, so popular that it even became a song. On January 30, 1948, the British South American Airways commercial plane Star Tiger disappeared without a trace. On December 28th of the same year, a DC-3 belonging to the Airborne Transport Company evaporated in the night as it was approaching Miami. No trace of the 32 passengers and crew members, no wreckage. On January 17, 1949, the Star Ariel of the same British South American Airways company disappeared in the same area. As for the 52 occupants of the Super Constellation naval airliner known as Flight 441, no one knows what happened to them. On October 30, 1954, they vanished in the Bermuda Triangle. On February 2, 1963, the SS Marine Sulphur Queen left Beaumont, Texas, bound for Norfolk with a cargo of 15,260 tons of liquid sulfur. On the 4th of February, she sent a message to report her position. She was in the Keys, south of Florida. She never reached Norfolk. On February 20th, a life jacket and some debris were found, but no trace of the freighter and its 39 crew members. To this day, the reasons for her disappearance are unknown. How can we explain the sudden disruption of navigational instruments? How could experienced pilots and sailors lose control of their craft so completely that they're lost at sea for all eternity? Why is it that no trace is ever found of the planes and the ships that suddenly vanished? None of the disappeared will be able to answer these haunting questions. So, there is no shortage of theories. Some even say the Triangle's cursed reputation has been spread by the Americans to avoid an influx of ships and planes in the area. They wished it to be quiet so they could better watch the Soviet submarines going to Cuba. Over the decades, one suspect after another has been identified, but has the culprit ever been identified? Have we found answers to the questions? Do people still disappear in this mysterious area? For the American author Lawrence David Cush and many scientists, the answer is simple. There is no mystery. According to them, these disappearances are a collection of speculations, embellishments, and inventions to maintain media folklore. The explanation is to be found in fuel failures, manufacturing defects, or human errors. Storms and reefs are also at the origin of many shipwrecks. In fact, some meteorologists refer to the region as hurricane country. The fact that it is very busy explains why there are more disappearances here than elsewhere. Yet, there are those who survived the Triangle of Death. They entered the very heart of the enigma and came out alive. Then, they told their stories. Flying his private plane, Bruce Gernon took off from the Bahamas on December 4, 1970, heading for Florida. He was a regular on the route, which he made for professional reasons. He planned to land at Palm Beach Airport. The flight usually lasted an hour and 20 minutes, but that day, nothing happened as it was supposed to. The navigational equipment malfunctioned, and the clouds became a tunnel. He lost all control, and the air traffic controllers in Florida had no trace of his plane. He decided to throttle up in the middle of the clouds, and 3 minutes later, he heard the voice of the controller in Florida. He was back. He was visible on the radars. For Bruce, this was impossible. And yet, there he was, landing at his destination in only 47 minutes, instead of the usual hour and 20. To this day, Bruce Gernon is convinced that he was the victim of a space-time distortion over the Bermuda Triangle. For oceanographer Simon Boxall, the culprit of the disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle is rogue waves. These walls of water found offshore can reach a height of 100 feet. They are capable of destroying or capsizing even the largest cargo ships. But if this explanation works for ships, what about missing planes? Other scientists believe that methane is the cause of the disturbances reported in the Triangle. The ocean floor is rich in methane at this location. Trapped on the seabed in a gaseous state, it can rise to the surface in the form of bubbles of varying sizes and cause explosions. Some have seriously damaged oil platforms, and the gas itself could poison sailors and pilots to the point of making them unable to navigate. Daryl Miklos, a journalist and explorer for the Discovery Channel, has another explanation. He claims to have discovered, in 2018, the remains of a device of extraterrestrial origin in the Bermuda Triangle. It rests, Miklos claims, 1,000 feet deep. Such a discovery would confirm the hypothesis of an intense extraterrestrial presence in the area. As the theory goes, alien ships might use vortexes to travel between dimensions. If by misfortune a ship or a plane were caught in these passages between worlds, they would disappear without a trace. For other ufologists, the extraterrestrials move between the blue holes and seize the visitors, judged too curious. But again, no one has ever come back to report on their close encounters with the little green men. The seabed under the Bermuda Triangle certainly seems to be full of unusual shapes. There have even been reports of one or even two crystal pyramids spotted on the ocean floor. At 15,000 feet below sea level, they should be easily detectable by sonar, since each of them is reportedly 3 times higher than the Pyramid of Cheops. Isn't it curious, then, that they weren't spotted until 2012? And that oceanographer Meyer Verlag, who made the discovery, cannot be found. Despite all the theories and more or less rational explanations, the Bermuda Triangle remains a mystery. But don't we need mysteries? And isn't the unfathomable ocean a good place for them? Its sudden fury and its elusive depths frighten and fascinate. They nourish legends that remind man of his fragility and his ignorance. And there's nothing wrong with that. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.